In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This Mass is being offered with the pose of Steve the Hill. Also, I would beg you to pray for two individuals. One, I'm forgetting her name right now, but you'll know who she is when I describe her. If you'll pray for the blessed repose, the soul of our sister Geraldine Barber. She just passed away. Her funeral will be here on Tuesday. Father Frederick will be offering that funeral mass for her. Also, if you would keep within your prayers Levi Chavez's grandmother, what's her name?
Clotta.
I was forgetting her name there, Clotta. She is dying right now. So I got a message just before we began the Holy Hour about that from Levi. And so she has been anointed. She has been anointed. But just keep her within your prayers. We read here within the gospel where it says his name is John. That his name will be John. There's something within a name that's given here. Oftentimes, what happens when there's the birth of a child, that all of a sudden they come together and they give him a name. But there's something about what goes on here within the scriptures that we're meditating upon these two great individuals that are birthed, that we focus on their births during this season of Advent, John the Baptist, and of course, he who is Jesus Christ the Lord. And when we focus particularly upon them, we find that an angel gives their name long before their birth. At the announcement that they will even be born. If you've had children, you know that that's often a debate that moms and dads have back and forth with another, sometimes an aunt or an uncle or a dear friend commenting upon it. And even to this day, I can think of some of the ones from your families who I've been blessed to do baptisms for, that family members are, the mother and father, afraid to share what names they've chosen because they do not wish anybody to contradict them. They don't want anybody to change it. They don't want to see somebody's face and say, oh no, my idea for this child is that they'll be this instead of that. These ones are names that were not given merely by the cogitations, the thoughts, or the hopes and dreams of parents. These ones are given by God Himself. And the reason why they're particularly recorded here within scriptures is to remind you of something else, not just particular to John the Baptist, not just particular to our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, Savior of the universe, but because there's something that's true for each of you and I, is that John, this here, that this particular name here, that each of you and I have been given a name by God from before the foundations of the earth. God knows it. And he calls you and I, as we are, to have a name where he speaks to us. So you and I, what does that mean? That we are known, that we are named, that we are claimed by God from that very first moment. Very first moment, long before even mom and dad came together. You were loved, and you were named, and you were treasured by the only person that matters, God. He's named you. And that's worth many, many, many holy hours, many, many days and years and moments of your life meditating upon, yes, I've been named, that I've been called, that I've been claimed by God, even from that. John lives that out. And what is John's name? Mean? It means beloved of God. Beloved of God. From before the foundations of the world, from long before, from before his mother and father even came together, Zechariah and Elizabeth had not come together, and God said, your child is going to be called beloved of God, for so he is. And what do we see throughout the whole of the Gospel of John? This is from the Gospel of Luke, mind you. From the Gospel of John, what does he always refer to himself as? Because he knows his name, this other John, the beloved disciple, the beloved one who follows God, beloved one who's called by God. And so that's something for you and I to take into these mysteries. Whatever is going on within your life, what hardships have been going on, you maybe you remember tons of things from the past that come up, or wounds that others have inflicted within you that keep you at such inner turmoil at so many moments within your lives. Well, you've been named. And you've been claimed. From before the foundations of the world, you have been loved and called beloved of God, whether you felt that from your parents or not. That's the way that God feels. And it is when, in the moment, when the father and the mother both come together and speak forth that this one is the beloved of God, long before he was beloved even of his parents, it is then that, as the scripture proclaims, that it says that his mouth was opened, that his tongue was set free, and that he spoke blessing God. This very thing is what happens to you and I when we recognize these truths about ourselves. And recognize that God has this plan set before us, that he is the one who's given us a particular name, that he's given us a particular call, that we're claimed by him, and that we ourselves, yourselves, are claimed as beloved of God, beloved of him, the only one who matters. It's then that our mouths are able to be open to speak forth as good, and our tongues are freed to actually let the things pass over them and to use them just as they've been intended, and the whole of our being begins to bless God because we realize how he's taken care of absolutely everything in our lives. Even those moments where it seemed like we ran so far away, where it seemed like he wasn't there, in every moment he was calling out to us and reminding us that we are beloved in him. When we see that, all these things come to pass just as surely as they were physically for Zechariah. They become in a deep, profound spiritual way for you and I. And so the church beckons us to reflect upon John so that we can reflect upon ourselves and see what our Lord is trying to do with us as he wishes to prepare his way to us in this Christmas time. Whatever aspect of that mystery has brought resonance within your soul, spend the rest of this Mass meditating upon that very thing. And let our Lord reveal you to yourself as he reveals himself to you here in this great gift, which is the breaking of the bread. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.